Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm your host, Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Immigration has been a hot topic for both U.S. citizens and politicians. From Purchase College, State University of New York, Richard Joyoso explains how one nationality wishes to be identified once they become citizens.
Concerns over immigration have ebbed and flowed since the founding of this country. Whether immigrants from Latin America desire or are able to assimilate into mainstream U.S. culture has become a hot-button issue in recent years and the subject of bitter political debates. My research focuses on racial and ethnic identity assimilation among Latin American immigrants in Miami's Little Havana neighborhood through a project funded by the National Science Foundation. Not surprisingly, those who move to this country as teens or adults continue to identify with their country of origin, even after years here. However, the use of hyphenated labels, such as Cuban American, signals the blending of cultures and identities. We also found that Little Havanans are actively challenging the strict racial categories accepted in the United States and are instead opting for a pan-ethnic label, like Latino or Hispanic, because while in this country, their identity as Latinos trumps other racial and ethnic categories. If these findings are at all indicative of what is happening among other Latin American immigrants and their offspring across the country, my guess is that by the 2020 census, we will see a notable shift in the way that race is conceived of and recorded. Latino will be a new addition to the current list of American racial categories.
That was Purchase College's Richard Joyoso. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Yeah, come to the USA. There's no penalty to pay. Should you get caught illegally immigrating?